to start out, I'll say this. We got outplayed. I thought they came in. They were ready. Great game plan. They executed at a high level. I thought the biggest thing was they were making everything difficult for us. And I thought we had a hard time of getting what we wanted to get when they made things hard. And we've got to learn how to do that on the road. They were the aggressor for most of the game. I did think our guys had strung along some good minutes where we showed toughness, but overall I thought we lacked mental and physical toughness at times on the road again.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, obviously we talk about the road losses, you know, kind of all conference play. Like, I guess, what's the level of urgency right now to kind of finally turn this around on the road?
Yeah, I don't know. I wish I knew the answer to that. I think the biggest thing is to try not to get into, oh my God, we've lost six games on the road. It's more like, all right, what didn't we do well? What haven't we done well? Let's try to get better at that. I think the biggest thing is can we have the same type of energy on the road that we need to have and be the aggressor the way we had at home? And okay, how do we get that? How do we go there?
Yeah.
Not sure the answer to that, but a lot of it is just the energy and vibe that we've had at home against what we look like on the road.
Have you tried to just kind of change, I guess, like anything with like travel or just preparation or anything kind of like non-basketball related, you know, before road games, trying to figure out how to get.
No, I have not. Okay. Absolutely not. I have not. No. I don't know what those things would be, to be honest with you, other than making sure we're rested.
Yeah.
But I'm gonna have to think about how to attack it. But I don't have any answers right now.
Yeah.
Coach, this is Henry. What did you make? You know, obviously a big change in the offensive performance from Wednesday. Did you feel like you guys were getting a little stagnant at times?
Hard time. We had a hard time just doing anything. You know, the ball got stuck. We sold out and took tough shots. We didn't play good team ball. It was, you know, contrary to what we looked like on Wednesday, this was a, you know, whatever you want to call it, 180, 360, in terms of, you know, how we want to play. And we need to kind of get back to playing. Like, we run something, we can't score. Okay, let's flow into the next action. We kind of sold out and took, you know, at times our guards took some tough twos, and then we kind of played out an offensive rhythm for a good portion of the game.
You know, offensively, do you think that this was kind of just like a kind of one-off, just like a bad game after, you know, in the middle of a pretty good stretch? Or do you feel like there's something kind of deeper than that?
No, I think I do think we've gotta be able to play on the road. I do think that's a factor when we're in somebody else's building. We haven't been able to move past it, and I think that has impacted, but also like Holy Cross got, you know, they got punched in the nose at our place. You know, we crushed, and they were going to, you know, I know that coach, I've been around them. They were going to come in and be very physical. And it's easier to be that way when you got the home crowd behind you. You know, we had home crowd behind us. We played with great energy. Tonight they played with that aggression. And again, I thought there were stretches where we were, and we just couldn't get ourselves over the hump. I thought we played with, it was like 47-41.
Yeah.
Even 45-41.
45-41 with how much time left?
It's like 12 minutes left, I think, something like that.
Yeah. And then obviously in that run, you know, that stretch we really struggled.
Yeah.
Coach, you know, last time you guys played Holy Cross, you were able to contain Max Green quite a bit. He kind of got going today. What was tough about defending him today?
Oh my God, he made some great individual plays. I don't, like, I'd have to go back and watch to see what mistakes we made, but he split a ball screen and dunked it. He made some big shots, deep contested ones that you know he could make. I mean, he's that good. He can get going. You know, we needed to get underneath him. We needed to kind of keep on one side of the floor. We can't let him go back and forth. with his dribble. We needed to kind of keep him on one side of the floor. But he got into a nice rhythm, had the home crowd behind him, and made some big shots.
Yeah, Coach, it looks like in the first half you were pretty frustrated with just, like, the defense. It looked like you wanted them to switch more. Just kind of what was going wrong at the start of the game?
Yeah, we were really late, and, you know, in our communication, you know, we were really, really late, and we just screwed up some of the things that we had worked on and went over. I get really upset when we put time into guarding, like the first play of the game, Nugent got a wide open three off of something that we've gone over.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the stuff that I get most upset about. We struggle to guard their stuff. We struggle to guard their stuff off the ball screens, and we didn't, you know, at times when guys got beat, we didn't switch early enough. We were not very good defensively. And I think that's something that we've got to hone in on. I said that to the staff. I didn't think we were playing as well as we needed to play defensively. I thought we struggled.
I guess lastly for me, just like, what was your message to the guys after that? I know you had to leave pretty quickly, but just kind of, what did you say?
I think the biggest thing is not making excuses. Not pointing the finger and not making excuses. And we got our play tonight. As a coach, Coach Paulson had his team ready to go. I didn't. I've got to take responsibility. They got to take responsibility. But, like, it's always, like, it gets hard, man.
Yeah.
You know, like, this time, like, all right, like, you're kind of waiting. Now you got six more games left. And it gets hard. And, all right, like, are we going to stick together and keep trying to get better? Are we going to start pointing the fingers and looking outward instead of looking inward?
Yeah.
And that was the message tonight, because I know it's hard, man. It's hard. And these guys are all talking to people that love them, and sometimes those people may not be telling them the same things we're telling them.
Yeah.
And it gets hard. And so we've got to continue to play for each other, and, you know, we got to be able to answer the hard questions, you know, and figure this out together. That was the message.